All right, Rabbi Osai. A good evening, a good Zimmer. Let's begin. So let's begin. So we'll pick up from the Mishnah on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. That's the vibe I'm getting. We'll pick up from the Mishnah. Emir Tzashem, we have a lot to do this evening. Don't get worried, because the truth is, exactly, Tuesday's daf is a two-line, actually no, it must be Wednesday's daf is a two-line Amud Aleph, so we might be a little bit behind over the next day or so, but Emir Tzashem will write the ship. Says the Mishnah, Ganava pi shnayim v'tavach, v'kasava pi eidecha, v'machara pi eidecha. So the halacha is, if a person stole, and what happens? The theft was witnessed by two witnesses. V'tavach u'machara pi eidecha, but the slaughter and the sale of the animal took place just by an eidecha. O al pi atzmo, or for that matter, he admitted it himself, that he had done this act. So the halacha is mishan teshlumi kefel, ve'ino mishan teshlumi arba dalet v'hez. So he pays kefel, because we both said there is valid testimony, there is valid edus to solidify the fact that he is chayiv kefel, but he does not have to pay dalet v'hez either again, because lemaisa there is not enough edus, or because it's api atzmo. Similarly, ganav v'tavach v'shabbos, if he stole and he slaughtered on Shabbos, or ganav v'tavach l'avodah zarah. Both, I remember both of these cases, we've had these cases before, these are kimlei b'derabamini cases, right? These are cases ultimately where he is liable to a capital punishment, because l'maisa, again, remember his act resulted in a capital penalty as well. So then the halacha would be, he's not chayv dalet v'hez in that case. Ganav mishal aviv u'meis aviv, if he stole from his father and his father died, after the theft, and then after the death of his father, va'achakach tavachu machar, then he slaughtered and sold, or gana v'higdish va'achakach tavachu machar, or he went ahead and he stole and he was makdish the item, and then after the hegdish, he slaughtered it and sold it. Mishan teshlumi kefel ve'inu mishan teshlumi dalet v'hez. So he pays kefel, but he doesn't pay dalet v'hez. But remember, the reason he doesn't pay, if that would be good, thank you. But he doesn't pay dalet v'hez, because Lamaisi and Abosai in both of these cases, remember going back to what we learned earlier, so the halacha is that in order to be chayiv dalet v'hez, you need utivacho macharo. You need that the entire process of tevicha and mechira ultimately be done while the object is owned or is under the ownership, ultimately, again, of the aggrieved party. Reb Shimon Omer, Kotchim Shechai Bacharyus, Mishlaim Tashlumei Dalet V'Hei. Reb Shimon says that Kotchim, that you are Chayiv ultimately again, that you are responsible for them, you are Chayiv Dalet V'Hei. We'll discuss in the Gemara what this means. So, however, V'Shein Chayiv Bacharyus and Patra, thank you very much. But if Lemais, again, you're not Chayiv for them, then if you are not Chayiv Bacharyus, and again, we'll discuss in the Gemara what this means, then you're Patra. So, let's begin the Gemara. And I'll take the opportunity to express Akaras Atov to Yehuda for giving Shabbos' daf, not a Pashut daf to do in 45 minutes, when the truth is even in an hour and 45 minutes. So, Shkoyach, thank you. So says the Gemara. So says the Gemara. Now remember, let's analyze the case. So the case we just had before was what? Where a person steals with the testimony of two Eidim, right? Ganava pi shnayim, but then ultimately tavachu macha pi Eid echad. The Tvicha Mechira only has one witness. So the Mishnah Paskin is that he's not Chayiv in Dalet V'Hez. He's not Chayiv Arba V'Chamisha. So it says, that's obvious, right? Meaning, what's the Chiddush now? You never spoke this out explicitly, but remember, the most an Eid Echad can make you Chayiv for is what? A Shavua. Good. That's the most it can make you Chayiv for is a Shavua. There's never a financial liability that comes across as a result of an Eid Echad. So what's the Chiddush in the Mishnah? To which the Gemara says, Hakam HaShavulon Api Asmo Dumi Yada Api Eid Echad. Mishnah is telling me that the case of api atzmo, where a person admits the debt, not the debt, the person admits liability, is the same thing too as eid echad. Ma api eid echad ki asi eid echad mestarif bahadei. So mechayiv. So we'll say, so just like if you have an eid echad, and then let's say another eid echad comes along and combines with the first eid echad, so ultimately that could establish liability for the ganov. So to Rabbo say, if a person admits liability of his own volition, he admits it, and then Eidim come along after him. So Rabbo say, under normal circumstances, we say, Moda b'knas potter, right? When you admit liability for a knas, for a penalty payment, you become potter. We're going to spend a lot of time on this. The Gemara seems to say that if you admitted liability, but then Eidim came afterwards and said that you committed the act, that in fact you would be chayiv. Lafuki midrafuna marav. Because the Mishnah seems to stand in contradistinction to the position of Rav, which we're going to discuss in greater depth. Because Rav said that if a person admitted a penalty payment, and after he admitted the penalty payment, so we'll say again, remember, if you're Modi Beknas, then what? Then what? Potter. Right? If you're Modi, right? If you admit that you owe a penalty payment, you are a potter. What happens, that's going to be an interesting case, what happens if I admit that I'm chayiv a penalty payment, but what? Then witnesses come along and testify that I'm chayiv. So according to the Mishnah reads, is that once a person is modeh b'knas, that potter means potter li olam vaed. They're potter forever. And even if witnesses come along afterwards, I'm not going to be chayiv for that. Masha'inki, in the position of Rav Rabosai, is that even if a person was modeh b'knas, even if I admitted a penalty, if witnesses subsequently come along and... If witnesses subsequently come along and say that I stole the object or I stole and slaughtered it, I would in fact be chayiv. So we'll say now we're going to analyze this statement. Gufa, amrafuna amrav, modeh b'knas, v'acharkach bo eidin potter. So we'll say, remember again, this is the position of Rav. Rav holds that if a thief, so again, just to play this out, Reuven steals from Shimon, he admits liability that he stole and bathed in. We would assume, therefore, he's potter from Kefel, he's potter for the double penalty, because Lamaisi, he admitted his responsibility. Witnesses come along and then testify about the fact that they saw him steal. So according to Rav, he would be chayiv Kefel in that case. Says the Gemara Gufa, so I'm sorry, Esei Rav Chista l'Rafuna. So Rav Chista raised the kasha to Rafuna. Ma'aseh Rabbi Gamliel, this is actually quite interesting. There was an issue with Rav Chista raised the kasha to Rav Huna. There was an episode of Rabbi Gamliel. What happened to Rabbi Gamliel? Shesima es ein Tevi Avdo. He blinded the eye of Tevi, his servant. Tevi was an Eved Kenani. V'haya sameach simcha gidola. And Rabbi Gamliel was very happy. Now, why was Rabbi Gamliel very happy? Because what's the halacha when you blind your Eved Kenani? He goes free. Now, the great part about Tevi is that Tevi would have made a wonderful asset to Klal Yisrael, right? A bona fide, a full-fledged Jew. And then Rabbi Gamliel was very excited. Matol Rabbi Yeshua, so he found Rabbi Yeshua, Amar lo, Iyata Yodesh, Tevi Avdi Yotza L'Cheirus. So he said to Rabbi Yeshua, did you hear the good news? My servant Tevi has become a free man, a full-fledged Jew. Amar lo lamo. So Rabbi Yeshua says, knew what happened, that Tevi is free. Amar lo shesamisi as eino. I blinded his eye. Amar lo, matter of fact, right? I blinded his eye. Amar lo, in bidvarecha klum. So Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi Gamliel, your statement is absolutely meaningless. Why? Why? He says, shekvar ein lo edim. Because at the end of the day, there are no witnesses to corroborate your amount. We'll say, remember, what Rabbi Yeshua was saying is like this, Rabbi Gamliel, when you go ahead and you claim that you blinded Tevi, so Rabbi says, so what are you being moded to? You're being moded to knas. Because the fact that an Eved goes free when an Eved is blinded, that's a knas, that's a penalty payment. Rabbi Gamliel essentially is admitting the knas. What's the halacha when you admit the knas? Right? You're potter. Moded to knas, potter. So Rabbi Gamliel, Tevi doesn't go free. And furthermore, there are no witnesses to corroborate your version of the story. Rabbi, what can we infer from here? That if there were witnesses that were to corroborate Rabbi Gamliel's position, then in fact it would work. What do you see from here? What do you see from Rabbi Osai? You see that this supports the position of Rav. That's what? That if a person admits a knas, if I admit a penalty payment, I admit that I'm liable to a penalty payment, and then afterwards witnesses come along and corroborate my account, then what? I'm going to become chayiv. That's the novelty in Rav's position. Even though my own hoda'ah makes me potter, but at the end of the day, if witnesses come along and corroborate my account, I will become chayiv and liable to the actual payment amount. Rabbi Gamliel is different because he never admitted it. He never admitted that he blinded Tevi in front of Bezin. And a hoda'ah that takes place in front of Eidin, a hoda'ah that doesn't take place in front of Bezin, ultimately, again, is not a valid hodah. I've heard Rabbi Yoshua Av Bezdin Hava. Rabbi will say Rabbi Yoshua was the Av Bezdin, so it isn't admitting it in front of Rabbi Yoshua ultimately hodah and Bezdin, top of Ayin Hey, Shelo Be Bezdin Hava Koi. Rabbi Yoshua at that moment was not standing in front of Bezdin. I've heard Tanya, Amar lo in Bidvarecha Klum, Shekvar Hudisa. But yet we learned that Rabbi Yoshua said to Rabbi Gamliel, your words are meaningless because you already admitted your liability. My love, Tanoi, Rabosa, is the son of Machlokes Tanoim. So, hi, Tana, Domer Shekvar, in Lacha Edim. So, Tana, whose version it says, Rabbi Yoshua said, Rabbi Gamliel, you don't have any witnesses. Savar, he holds, Modi Beknas, the Achakach Bo Edim Chayiv. He holds that if a person admits a knas and then afterwards Eidim came and corroborated this series of events, that ultimately the individual will be chayiv. V'hai tana da'amar shekvar hodisa, and the opinion who holds that the version of events says, Rabbi Yoshua says, Rabbi Gamliel, you already admitted liability, savar moda b'knas v'achakach bo Eidim potter. He must hold that if a person admits a knas, even if Eidim come along, and afterwards again solidify the fact that a person indeed is chayiv in the knas, the individual will still remain potter. To which the Gemara says, lo, that's not the machlokas. T'chuli alma moda b'knas v'achakach bo Eidim potter. We'll say, everyone is going to agree that what? That if I admit a penalty payment, then the halacha is I am pater. And even if witnesses come along later on and give edus to the fact that I'm chayv a penalty payment, I'm still going to be pater. Ubahakam iflikin. Abosei, here's what they're arguing about. Hai tana da'amar shekva in l'cha edim. The tana that has the version of the exchange between Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel. Rabbi Yeshua said, you have no witnesses. Savar chutz l'beizin hava. He holds that this exchange occurred outside of Beizin. V'hach tana da'amar shekva hodisa. Savar v'beizin hava. Whereas this tana Rabosei holds, who says that the version of the exchange between Rabbi Yeshua and Gamliel is that you already admitted, holds that this exchange took place in Beizin. So Rabosei, just to clarify, what's at the root of this dispute over here? Here's what we know, what everybody agrees with, at least for now. Moda b'knas pater. If you go ahead and I steal an object and I admit that I stole it, I'm going to be pater. Now when I say pater, I'm going to be chayv in karen principle, but I'm pater from what? I'm pater from kefal, right? I'm pater from the double payment. The shiloh that comes up is what happens after my admission. Witnesses come along and testify that I stole. So the shaila now is, how do we look at that testimony? Do we say, well, now there's a testimonial unit to make me into a ganav? If that's the case, then what? Then my hoda'ah is meaningless, which then means what? What am I chayiv? I'm chayiv kefal. Or do we say, once you're moda b'knas, you're pater. Once you admit a knas, you're pater. And essentially, once you're pater, then what? Then what? Case closed. That's it. It's done. And then if subsequent witnesses come along, the truth is we just don't listen to them at all. So we'll say that is at the core of the machlokes over here. So the Gemara, so far, the way the Gemara is setting this up is that this is a machlokes between Rav and our Mishnah. Rav holds that once you're moda b'knas, case closed. We're done. Nothing more to talk about. Even if witnesses come, we say, thank you, sorry that you took the trouble to come out, but we're done over here. The Mishnah seems to reflect the view that what? That if witnesses come, then the case is reopened, and indeed the ganav will be chayiv kefal. So says the Gemara. Now we're going to get into this. Itmar. Moda b'knas v'achar kach bo edim. So we'll say if a person admits a knas, and then afterwards edim came to testify about the fact that he's chayiv to the knas. Rav Amar Pater. Rav says the individual is still Pater. We'll say Rav's Shita seems to be mistaber, seems to be a clear, I shouldn't say that, intuitively seems to speak to me a little bit, that once the admission occurs, the case is closed, right? There's nothing more to talk about anymore. So Rav says, once you admit, you're done. Eidim come afterwards, I don't care. Shmuel Amar Chai. Shmuel says, no. Habosai, Shmuel says like this, the din of Moda B'Knas Pater means what? That if you are coming of your own volition and you are admitting that you owe a penalty payment, so the rabbis, the Torah, say that you're pater from that. But Shmuel will say, listen, if there's independent testimony to go ahead and corroborate your guilt, then by definition, to a certain degree, your admission is meaningless. Because even had you not said anything, we would have made you chayiv to the kefal, because now there are edim. Shabbos say, so distinct machlokus between Rav and Shmuel. Omer Rav Bar Yiloi, my time at the Rav. So Rav Bar Yiloi says, what's Rav's logic that he says, Potter? Because the Pasuk says, im himatzei be'edim timatzei b'dayonim. Because the Rav said, the Lashon of the Pasuk is, im himatzei timatzei b'yadu ha'gineva. So Rav darshins, im himatzei, if the object is found through edim, meaning if the guilt is established through edim, then timatzei b'dayonim. Then ultimately, again, the kefal shall be extracted by dayonim. Prat, this comes to exclude lemarshia es atzmo. This comes to exclude a person who incriminates himself by admitting his liability, that once he is pater from kefal, the Beis Din, even if witnesses subsequently come along, the Beis Din will not extract kefal from him. So says the Gemara, Lamali, why do I need this drasha? So he says, Me'asher yashiun nafka. You can learn this out from the phrase of Asher yashiun. Rabbi says Asher yashiun means that if the Beis Din goes ahead and determines that someone is a rasha, then he has to pay kefal, he has to pay the penalty payment, which indicates to us what? That l'maisef, a person's guilt is established through his own admission, then what? Then he doesn't have to pay kefal. Rather, nafka, the Gemara says, Elosh, therefore, the first pasuk must teach me that when a person is moda in a penalty payment, even if witnesses come afterwards to establish his guilt, he's still going to be potter from the kefel. So we'll say that's the shita of Rav. What about Shmuel? Shmuel Amar. Shmuel will say to you, Shmuel will say, no, I need that Asher Yarshiun to teach me a different halacha by the ganav himself. Rabbi say, look at Rashi for just a moment. So this Yarshiun teaches us the idea that the ganav is chayiv in kefal. So the Gemara says, Kiditana debe chiskiya, as we learned as they taught in the Shiva of chiskiya. So the Gemara says, Isve Rav l'Shmuel. So Rav raised the kasha to Shmuel. Ra Eden, we'll say, is another interesting case. Ra Eden, Shememash, Meshem, Uba'im. We'll say, listen to this case. Imagine this. Reuven is standing. Let's assume he's standing in proximity to Beis Din. What happens? He sees witnesses coming to Beis Din. And what happens? He knows those guys being the witnesses, saw him steal the object. So when he sees them approaching, he figures, what's going to happen over here? What's about to happen? They're coming to Beis Din to ultimately testify about him. Now, if they get to Beis Din and testify about his theft, then what? He's going to be chayv in kefal. So look at this guy. Look what happens. Mikamcha Yisrael. So va'amar ganafti. So what happens? He runs into Beis Din. I did it. Ganafti. Rabbi will say, now understand, by the way, just we shouldn't minimize, by the way, the concept of admitting guilt for an act of theft. When you admit guilt for an act of theft, then you are a what? Then you're a thief, right? You're titled halachically as a rasha. When you are titled as a rasha, that has all other kinds of ramifications. So it's true. It gets you out of kefal. That is absolutely true. But don't think that, you know, he got the better end of the deal. It has a lot of ramifications to it. In any event, I'm sorry?
Maybe that's tshuva.
Maybe his admission is the tshuva. So no, admission by itself is not the tshuva. He'd have to actually demonstrate something other than a hodah to go out and do tshuva. So the Rambam brings down, in the case of somebody's a ganav, what he has to do in order to be tshuva, but the hodah might be part of it. Inochana might be part of it, but so not the totality of it. Says the Gemara. So listen to this. He says, I stole it, but I didn't shecht it and I didn't sell it. So what's Talach Rabo say? Eino meshalim ela karen. So ultimately, again, he only has to pay the principal. He has to pay the principal. So the Gemara says, what's the case here? So we'll say the case over here, by the way, is where the Edim never actually came to Beis Din. So it's funny, the Edim were walking towards Beis Din. Reuven thinks they're coming to Beis Din to testify about him. He runs into Beis Din, admits his guilt, and the witnesses themselves never even show up in Beis Din. So in that case, Taloch is, he has to pay Karen. Fine. I v'hamid the Tani Seifa, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon Omer, Yavo Edim, V'yayidu. But yet, again, if you look at the Seifa of that Brice, it says, Rebbe Shimon Lozer says, that what? Let the witnesses come and testify. Michlal the Tanakama, Savar Lo. So we'll say it makes it sound like what? That the Tanakama holds, and Rashi brings down, Afilu Im Heim, Boim, Lo Yehaganev Chayiv. So according to the Tanakama, even if the witnesses did come, he wouldn't be chayiv. Which I will say tells you what? That the Tanakama of that price must hold like Rav. That once you're moded b'knas, once you admit the penalty payment, even if what? Even if witnesses subsequently come along and testify that you are chayiv, at the end of the day, once you admit the case is closed, then that's it. Amrli Shmuel, lav ikar Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon dekai kavasi. To which Shmuel will say, but is there not Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon who holds like me? Ana de amri Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon. So the Gemara says, Shmuel vaday tanoi, l'rav milema tanoi. So it's according to Shmuel, this issue is truly machlokes tanoim. According to Rav, it may or may not be machlokes tanoim. Amr lecha Rav, ana de amri afil Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon. Amai shita even goes according to Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon. How so? Ad kan ukam Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon hasam elamishum dekamodi machmas biusasa de'edin. Because the Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon only said in that case why that lemaisa again that it's clear that the person is admitting as a result ultimately of his fear of the witnesses. Aval hocha demoda mi'atzma afilu Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon moda. So I will say, when does Rabbi Lazar b'Rab Shimon say that if witnesses come along after a person was moda that the witnesses will make him chayiv kefal? That's only when Rabbi Lazar. That's something when it's clear that the guy's admitting his liability. Why? Why? Because he thinks the witness is going to testify against him. That's in Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon will say, listen, come on, you're not going to fool the system. We know why you admitted, and therefore, again, we're going to accept the testimony of the witnesses. Masha Inkein, if the person admits, not because of any kind of fear of the witnesses, but simply because he was just Modeh B'Knas, then Rabbi Elazar, in that case, he's Pater, and that Pater extends even if what? Even if witnesses subsequently show up and testify. Amar Rav Hamnuna said, Mistabra, Milso de Rav. So Rav Hamnuna comes along and he says, I think Rav. So remember again, let's just keep our shitos clear. What does Rav hold? Rav holds that if you're Modeh B'Knas, you're Pater, right? Everybody holds that. But according to Rav, even if witnesses subsequently come along and testify about your guilt, nevertheless, what's the halacha? You're still going to be Pater. In other words, according to Rav, once you admit your guilt, case is closed, there's nothing more to speak about, and when witnesses come, we turn them away, thank them for coming, we politely turn them away. So says Rav Hamnuna, I think Rav is correct in a case, but Omer Ganafti, where the Ganaf says, yes, I admit, I stole, Uba Edim Sheganov, Pater, Sharechiv Atzmo Bekeren. So both sides, Rav Hamnuna says, I think Rav's case applies in the following situation, where Reuven stole, he shows up in Beis, and he said, I stole. Witnesses show up a little bit while later, and they say what? They say what? Reuven stole. So Reuven's only going to be chayv in keren, because he went ahead and what? He went ahead and he admitted his liability. Listen to this. Aval amr lo ganafti. Listen to this. But if he said, I didn't steal anything, I stole, I have no liability. Ubo edim shaganav v'chazer v'amr tavachti macharti. Supposed to listen to this. But in a case where Reuven starts off by saying, I did nothing wrong, witnesses show up, and they say, Reuven stole. And then what does Reuven say? But I also slaughtered and sold. So we'll see here what's happening over here. In this case, he started out by denying all liability. Witnesses came along and testified that we saw you, Reuven, steal. Which means he's going to be chayiv now what? Careful. Right? What does he do? He quickly says, oh, I admit that I went ahead and I slaughtered it and sold it. Now what is he trying to do? He's trying to get out of the Arba V'Chamisha. Okay, Kefal he's stuck with, but he gets out of the Arba V'Chamisha. Rav Hamnuna says, I think in that case, Uba Edim Shetavachu Machar, and then witnesses subsequently come along and say what? We saw Reuven go ahead and slaughter it and sell it. Both say, in that case, Chayiv. In that case, even Rav will agree that he will be Chayiv. Why? Shari Pater Atzmo Miklum. Because both say, in that case, there's something fishy about this. Why? Because Reuven tried to exempt himself altogether from the beginning. Remember, how did the case start? The case started by Reuven saying, I didn't do anything. Witnesses came along and then said, what? You stole. He's going to be chayv kefal. Now he says, oh yeah, I also went ahead and slaughtered and sold. And then witnesses show up afterwards and say, oh, you slaughtered and sold. In that case, even Rav, who normally says, Modeh B'Knas Pater, and when subsequent witnesses come, the liability, you're still exempt from liability, even Rav would agree that in this case, Reuven will be chayv. Why? Because since from the beginning he tried to exempt himself altogether, it's clear that he's trying to pull a fast one on the Beis Din. So Amar Rava, Rava said, Kapachti l'sabi debei Rav. So literally, Rava says, I think that I can refute the elders of the Yeshiva Rav. Now, both saying this is actually a reference to Rav Hamnuna, which Rav Hamnuna just said. Why? Because Rav said, the case of Rav Gamliel was a case of someone who was trying to patter himself from everything. Why? Rav said, what happened to Rav Gamliel? Rav Gamliel went ahead and came along and said, what? What?
My slave is free.
My slave is free. Why? I knocked out his eye. I knocked out his eye. Now, both say, now that is a case ultimately again of admission. And Rabbi Gamliel technically is trying to pater himself from everything. Now, both say, now that of course wasn't his intent, so to speak. He was actually just happy that Tevi was a free Jewish man. But Lamais saw again, technically speaking, by doing that, he freed himself from liability. Because also remember, the halacha is that when you knock out the eye of your Eved, the Eved goes free. But what are you not chayiv to do? There's no chayiv for payment for the lost eye. So says the Gemara, V'ka'amar le Rav Chista Rav Huna, V'lo kamishani le. So the Gemara says, and yet, when Rav Chista raised Kasha to Rav Huna, he did not give this answer of Rav Hamnuna, which seems to indicate ultimately again that Rav Hamnuna is incorrect. Itmar nami amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, amar Rav Yochanan, ganafti ubo edim, shaganav, pater, sharechiv, atzom bekeren. Similar both say, that if Reuven says, I stole, and then witnesses came along and corroborate that they give testimony that Reuven stole, so it's Modeh B'Knas Pater. Reuven only has to pay the keren, doesn't have to pay the kefil. Aval amar lo ganav, but if he said I didn't steal at all, ubo aydim sheganav, and then witnesses come along and say, we saw you steal. V'chadzeva amar tavachti umacharti, and then he comes along and says what? that I slaughtered it and sold it, uba idim shetavachum bachar, and then witnesses come along and say that he slaughtered it and sold it, what's halacha, Rabbosai? In that case, chayiv. Why? Shrei pater atzmo miklum. Because Rabbosai, in that case, again, he's pulling shtick, right? He's trying to pull a fast one over us, and he's going to be chayiv. Amar Ravashi, masnisin ubraisa nami dega. So Ravashi says, the truth is, Rav Hamnuna, we think you're correct. So Rabbosai, remember, this is very exciting, because here's what we have. We start out with a shita of Rav. And the shita of Rav is that begins with Modav Kenas Potter, right? Reuven steals, he shows up in Basin, he says, I stole. Then what Rav says, witnesses come along afterwards and testify that Reuven stole. Rav says, Reuven stole Potter. Why? Because Modav Kenas Potter, the case is closed. Rav Hamnuna comes along and says, that's only in a case where Reuven admitted from the beginning that he stole. But if Reuven denied the fact that he was a ganav from the beginning, and then witnesses made him chayiv, and then he tried to exempt himself from arba v'chamisha by saying that he slaughtered and sold, and then witnesses came and corroborated that fact, in that case, Reuven's going to absolutely have to pay the knas for all of those things. So Rav Ashi comes along and says, we have a Mishnah and a Braisa that supports this. This nan, ganav api shnayim v'tavachu machar api eidachot. If the ganav stole based on the testimony of two witnesses, v'tavach, so meaning two witnesses came and said that he stole, v'tavach u'machra api eidachot, and he slaughtered and sold based on the testimony of one witness, or api atzmo through his own testimony, what's the halacha? Meshayim tashlumei kefal ve'enu meshayim tashlumei arba v'chamisha. He only pays kefal and he doesn't pay arba v'chamisha, which is obvious. Why? Because it's only either an eid echad, or his own admission. So says the Gemara, lama li ditani ganav api shnayim? Why do you have to set up this case as a case of where you stole based on the testimony of two people? I'll make it easier. Listening ganav tavach umachar api eidechot o api atzmo einu mishalim ala hakeren. Let it be a case of where a person stole, slaughtered, and sold the animal. And all of this came to light either through the testimony of an eidechot or through his own admission. And the halacha is that he only pays keren. I'll say, don't get nervous with them in days. It's going to be okay. We're going to do this together. Elalav hakam ashmalon. Rather, says the Gemara, what do we learn from here? Ganav api shnayim v'tavach umachar api eid echad o api atzmo. Hu delo mechayiv atzmo v'keren hu damrina api atzmo dumia da api eid echad. So both say, it's dafka in this case over here. Hakam ashmalon. It's dafka in this case where the Geneva was established through the testimony of two witnesses. Tavich and Mechira was established either through the testimony of one witness or based on his own admission. It's only in that case, Hu delo mechayiv atzmo v'keren. It's only in that case, Rabbosai, where he didn't make himself liable and Karen. Remember, how did he become chayiv and Karen? Through the testimony of the witnesses. In that case, Damrin api atzmo dumya da api eidechad. That's when we compare the case of his own personal admission to the case of api eidechad. And we say, ma api eidechad ki asi eidechad nitzari bahadei. So just like if there was an Eid Echad, if another Eid Echad comes, he could combine with the first one. So too again, api atzmo nami ki asu eidin mechayiv. So to Abosai, if a person admits his own liability, if witnesses subsequently come along, he will be chayiv. So Abosai, when? Under what circumstances? That's only when his liability for theft was not established through his own admission, but rather what? Ultimately, again, through eidim. But Rabbosai, if he stole and slaughtered and sold based on the eidechad, or api atzmo, the chayiv atzmo b'keren, where he himself made him chayiv in keren, lo aminon api atzmo dumya da api eidechad. Then we do not compare the case of his own admission to the case of an eidechad. So Rabbosai says, so far again, this Mishnah that we just quoted supports Rav Hamnuna's understanding of Rav. Good. Braisa. What's the case of the Braisa? Disanya ra edim shememash mishin uba'in. We'll say now, what's the Braisa? Reuven standing by the basin. And what happens? He sees witnesses. Now those are the witnesses that what? Those are the witnesses ultimately again that he knows. He knows, saw him steal. And he sees them walking towards Beisdin. Va'amar, he runs into Beisdin and he says, Va'amar ganafti, I stole avalot avakti v'lo macharti. But I did not slaughter, I did not steal the animal. So what's the halacha? We'll say, Einu mishanim ala keren. He only has to pay keren. So asks the Gemara, Lamali v'misnava amar ganafti, avalot tavachti v'lo macharti. Why do you have to set it up as a case where he said, I did steal, but I did not slaughter or sell? Nisni, let it instead say, Nisni, o ganavti, o tavachti u macharti. Let it be an either-or case. Either let it set it up as a case of where he said, either I stole, or set it up as a case where he said, what? I slaughtered and sold. Elaha kamash malon, time of the amar ganavti, hu dechayiv atzmo bekeren, the potter. So we'll say it's only because he said ganavti which is a case where he made himself chayiv in keren, that ultimately again he will be patur on the arba v'chamisha, the 4 and 5 penalty payment. Aval lo ganafti, but if he said rabos, if he denied any liability at all, ubo edim shagan, other witnesses came along and testified that he stole, the chazer v'amar tavachti u'macharti, and then he comes along afterwards and says that what, I slaughtered it or I sold it, ubo edim shetavach, and then witnesses come along to corroborate this fact, then what's the halacha, ubo edim shetavach u'machar, the lo chayiv atzo bekeren, where he did not make himself liable ultimately again to the principal, chayiv, he'll be chayiv alma, hodah detvicha lav hodahi. So we'll say ultimately again, what do you see from here? You see from here that an admission about tvicha lav slaughtering and selling is not a proper admission. So the Gemara says, Amri lo, not necessarily. He gufa kamashma, perhaps to teach us the following. Dechevan amar ganafti, since he said I stole it, afagab dolo amar tavachti, velo macharti, even though he said, I didn't slaughter it and I didn't sell it, ubo edim shetavachu machar, and witnesses came along and testified that he slaughtered it and he sold it. Butter, my time, or what's the reason? Tashlumi arba v'chamisha merachmona v'lo tashlumi arba v'lo tashlumi shlosha. Because we'll say ultimately again, since he's going to be chayv in the kefal, ultimately again, since the kefal liability was already established, by definition, the arba v'chamisha falls off. Why? Because arba v'chamisha only chayv are when it's going to be arba v'chamisha. But if instead of being arba v'chamisha, it's going to be, instead of 4 or 5, it's going to be 3 or 4, then the ma'ase again, you will not be chayv. So here's what we have. I know this is a lot, but here's what we have. So for all we're doing, again, the Gemara is actually quite simple. Not quite simple, but it's not as difficult as it looks. So ultimately, what all the Gemara is doing is bringing a proof to Rav. Say, first of all, isn't this gewaldic? Just take a step back for just a moment. Look at how beautiful this is. It's 10:30 at night. Right, we're sitting, we're learning Gemara together. After a whole day, this is the koach of a Jew. A whole day we can't learn Torah. And literally, again, I'm so excited to learn Torah. Who could wait till tomorrow morning? It's impossible to wait. So you know what it feels like? Like they say, Rabbi Yitzhak Berditchev used to stay up the night of Isruchad, the night of Simchas Torah. Why? Because by the Hasidim, not just by the Hasidim, they don't put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So the Rebbe was so excited to put on tefillin that he mamish could not sleep that night. And the story is told that he used to wait by the window to see the first rays of dawn, the time of Mishiyakir, in order to be able to put on tefillin. So that's what happens. A Jew can't learn Torah on Tisha B'Av. Okay, we go home, we'll eat something quickly, and then it has to come back to the base medrash. I have to get back because I was away from my beloved Baba Kama a whole day. She missed me, I missed her. Right? And Baruch Hashem, we're here together again tonight. Incredible. So remember, all of this is Rav Hanuna. Again, very, very straightforward. All of this is Rav Hanuna's understanding of Rav. Right? Again, one more time, just for clarification purposes. So Rav ultimately again said, Modeh b'knas pater, once you admit your liability, even if witnesses subsequently come along, what's going to be the halacha? Case closed. Done. Rav Hanuna says, that is only true when you, through your own admission, established initial liability. But if initial liability was established through Edim, then Rav holds you can be chayiv for subsequent kenasos through the testimony of witnesses. A very important yisod. It's only time we say case closed is when initial liability was established, bless you, through your own admission. But if initial liability was established through external edos, then by definition your subsequent hodos do not free you from kenasos when the edim show up. Good. So it says the Gemara, Limit Kitra, says Machlokes Tanoim, Hayu Shnayim Mi'idin Sheganov. So we'll say if two witnesses testified that Reuven stole, Hayu Shnayim Mi'idin also Shetavachu Machar. 2 other witnesses testified that he slaughtered and sold. So we'll say, listen to this. Huzmu Eidi Geneva. So we'll say, if the Eidim who testified about the Geneva were made into Eidim Zomim, Se'edu Shabbat L'mitzasa Bat L'kula. So we'll say, we know that, right? We've learned this before. Once the Eidus on the Geneva falls apart, then what? Then the Eidus ultimately again on the Arav the Chamisha also falls apart. So the Gemara says, Huzmu Eide Tivicha, but if the witnesses for on the Tivicha Mechira, on the slaughtering and selling, they were made Eidim Zomin, then who Mishalim Tashlume Kefa, Vehem Mashlimin, Vehem Mishalmin Tashlume Shlosha. So we'll say ultimately again, if however the witnesses on the Tivicha and Mechira are made Zomimin, then what? Then the thief has to pay Kefa, because we also remember that was already established through Eidim. The Haim and the Eidim Zomin, they pay Shlosha. They pay 3 times. I will say, now why 3 times? Because remember again, the Ganav is already what? He's already paying Kefal. Therefore, by definition, the most you could be liable for this whole episode. Thank you. Scenario. I think I'm going to go with scenario. Okay, just, you know, okay. So the most that can be chayiv over here is going to be chamisha. So therefore, again, the guy is going to have to pay his kefal. The edim zom will pay three times. Mishom sumchos amru, hey misham in tashlumei kefal, v'hu mishlayim tashlumei shlosha lapar, u'shnayim la'ayo. So Sumcha says that they sounds like the Edim Zomim pay Kefel, and he, the Ganef, pays either Shlosha or Shnayim, depending on whether it's a par and ayah. So Gemara says, Ahia Kai Sumchus. What case is Sumchus talking about? Ilema Aresha, if you want to say Sumchus is talking about the Resha, then Lesley, the Sumchus, Eder Shabbatla Mitzasa Batla Kula. Does Sumchus not hold of the concept of once the beginning part of the Edus is bottled, then the whole Edus is bottled? But Ella Asifa. Rather, Sumchus must be talking about the second case. If that's the case, Shapir Ka'amar Rabbananu, Mishayim Tashlumi Kefa, Behem Mishlumi Tashlumi Shlosha. So I understand why the Rabbanan say, in that case of Osai, where again, remember, the second set of witnesses on the Tvicha Mechira, they become Edim Zomin, therefore the Ganef has to pay Kefal, and the other Edim have to pay either two or three times. So the Gemara says, Shapir Ka'amar Rabbananu, Mishayim Tashlumi Kefa, Behem Mishlumi Tashlumi Shlosha. Ela Mil Sa'achri Si'i Kavena. Rather, says the Gemara, there's another point of contention between Sumchus and the Rabbanon. Kigon, listen to this. Kigon, the Asu Beitrei. So we'll say two witnesses come along. Amri Le, Ganafta. So we'll say, get ready. This is amazing. So imagine this case. Reuven's invasion, and two witnesses show up. The witnesses say to Reuven, you stole. Amr Lehu in Ganati Vetarachti. Umacharti. Reuven says, yep. I stole, I slaughtered, I sold. Mihu, lo bifmechem Ganafti. Watch this. But you guys didn't see me do it. You're not. I know there are Aiden. You guys are not the Aiden who saw me do it. So, once you hear this case, the witnesses show up in Beis Din, say, Reuven, you stole. Reuven says, yes, I stole, but you're false witnesses. You did not see me do it. Watch this. Va'az minhu delo ba'apaihu. I'm sorry. Va'aisi sahadi. Va'az minhu delo ba'apaihu ganav. And then I will say, another set of witnesses come and make the first set of witnesses Edim Zomin by claiming that what? You could not have seen Reuven steal the item because you were with us. The I see Balabai Sahadi. And what happens? The Balabas now brings a third set of witnesses. Vasidu Bey de Ganav Tavachu Machar. Listen to this. A third set of witnesses. And what do the third set of witnesses testify? They testified that Reuven stole, slaughtered, and sold. So we'll say, so just see a follow-up over here. Right? So first set of witnesses show up in Beis Din and say, Reuven, you stole. Reuven says, yes, I stole, I slaughtered, and I sold, but you guys are lying. Another second set of witnesses come, make the first set Edin Zomimin, right? Then the Balabas brings a third set of witnesses. What do the third set of witnesses testify to? That Reuven stole, slaughtered, and sold. So now what do we do with this case? Remember what happened in this case here? Something very interesting. Reuven was Modo, but what was Reuven Modo to? Reuven was Modo to Tvich and Nechira. Because remember again, when the first set of witnesses showed up, they said, Reuven, you stole the animal. Reuven said, yes, I stole. And I slaughtered and sold. See, he was moda to the tzvicha and mechira. The rabbanon savri afagav the baudah geneva machmas edim hu dekamoda hoda to tzvicha hoda he upater. The rabbanon rabbos I hold that even though the hoda of the theft only came as a result of the testimony of the witnesses, but the hoda of the tzvicha and mechira came what? Came of his own volition, and therefore he will be pater. Sumchus savra sumchus says. Sumchus will say that since the Hoda of the Geneva ultimately came as a result of the Edim, because we'll say Reuven only admits that he stole when witnesses, albeit false witnesses, show up in Beis Din and say that he stole. Nevertheless, the Tvicha lav Hoda. So we'll say Sumchus will say that since the Hoda of the Tvicha was a result of what? The Hoda of the Geneva. And since the Hoda of the Geneva was not of his own volition, but rather came about only because what? Because the Edim challenged him in Beis Din. So therefore, again, that Tvicha is not a proper Hoda. And therefore, it will be Chayiv Arba Lechamisha. V'hanach Edim Kamoi, de'azminu mishamin tashlumei kefal, v'hu mishayim shlosha l'par u'shnayim la'ayo. So ultimately, again, these Edim Zomin will have to pay three times. I'm sorry, the Edim Zomim will have to pay Kefal, because they both say they lied about seeing Reuven steal, and he, Reuven, will have to pay either the remainder, whatever the remainder of the five times is, either another three or another two. Lo, nope. No, it's not true. Everybody agrees, Rabosai, that in a case like this, the Hodah of the Tvicha is not a proper Hodah. In other words, everyone's going to agree that since the Hodah of the Tvicha came about, why? Because the witnesses came to Beis Din and claimed that he stole, and that forced his admission by the theft. And the admission of Tvicha Mechiro is an outgrowth of the admission of the theft. Therefore, it's not a proper Hodah. Therefore, he's not Potter. Ella, Be'edus Shi'ata Yochal La'azima Kamefligi. Bosarad, the machlokis over here is about an Eidus, which is not subject to Azama. So Bosarad, what's the case over here? Eidus not subject to Azama. So Bosarad, we'll stop over here. We'll stop over here for today. We're going to pick up with Ella Eidus Shi'ata Yochal La'azima Kamefligi. So Bosarad, so again, just so you understand, for such tremendous Hashemah, incredible, I'm so jealous of your schar. See, I have to be here, but I'm jealous of your schar. So we'll stop over here. So just again, understand, although it seems like we went in a lot of different directions, interesting enough, Ramosai, we're still focused on one very simple thing, which is at the end of the day, when you're moded the Knas Potter, and Adam subsequently show up, and what? Give testimony about the very thing you admitted, are you going to be chayiv or not? Rav says, you are Potter, Molde Bekinas Potter, case closed, even if witnesses come, we don't pay attention to it. Shmuel ultimately says, if witnesses come along, we do pay attention to it, you will be Chayiv. The Gemara was trying to, and Rav Hamnuna came along and qualifies Rav's statement. And all Rav Hamnuna said is, when does Rav say Molde Bekinas Potter, even with the arrival of subsequent Edim? That's only if what? That's only if the process began with your initial Hodah. Only if you made the initial admission. But if initial, I should say differently, only if initial liability was established through your own admission. But if initial liability was established through Edim, then even Rav will agree that subsequent Edos will make you chayiv in all of the subsequent Kenosos. Right? They will say Shabbayach. We'll pick up over here tomorrow. Is there a Levana yet? Still. We'll say Kiddush Levana, whoever wants.